Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
45103.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that, ma'am?
45103.
Okay, thank you.
And I just realized that I'm going to be charged $49.95 a month? I don't think so. I want to cancel immediately.
Okay, ma'am. I need to first pull up the account. So please allow me a moment to finish pulling up the account. Can I have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about?
Donna Fehring. F-E-H-R-I-N-G.
Thank you. I'm looking for that name, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm looking for that name. And you said that was 45103, correct?
Yep. Batavia, Ohio. And I just did it not 5 minutes ago.
I'm looking for that name, ma'am. I'm not locating it in one of our systems. I'm checking the other one as we speak.
Okay. It supposedly came from Bank of America. And that's what credit card I put it on. And I'm calling Bank of America and having them stop payment.
I'm currently looking, ma'am, for the account. Okay, I'm not locating an account with that, Miss Donna. Would there possibly be a different first or last name that could be used?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Would there possibly be a different zip code that could have been on the account?
Nope.
Do you have an order number, ma'am, that I can try to pull up the account with?
Hold on a minute.
Of course, take your time.
No, that's not it. Does it ask me for it twice? No, there's no order number. Because I was supposed to be ordering the iPad Pro with the keyboard for this stupid sweepstakes. And I put my credit card number in, and then it asked me for it again. And, like I said, you don't find it and cancel it. I'm calling Bank of America as soon as we get off the phone and reporting it as fraud.
Okay, ma'am, I need the first pull up an account for me to be able to see who you have services with. Do you mind providing me with the first six and last four of the card being charged? And I can try to locate it with that.
With first?
The first six, first six and last four of the card being charged.
No, I'm not going to do that over the phone. You already have it in there somewhere, and that's why I'm calling Bank of America. I'm not
locating an account with that name or that zip code you provided me, ma'am, with. So the only other way I can try to locate the...
I bet you you try to charge it to my card number.
I'm not going to charge anything, ma'am. I'm just not trying to locate the account. That's all I'm trying to do, ma'am.
I understand. It's not you. You're just working for,
okay,
yeah.
Well, I do apologize. There's not an account with the information you've provided, ma'am. That would be the only other way I could try to pull up an account for you today.
Okay. Well, I will call Bank of America then and make sure there's no payments come through, even if they have to send me a new card.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
I do apologize. For me to be able to see who you have services with, I will need to first locate an account, ma'am. And there's no account with the information you've provided today.
This is Bites Hub, is it not?
Again, I do apologize, ma'am. My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a third-party call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, ma'am. For me to be able to see who you have services with, I need to first locate an account, ma'am.
It's Bites Hub.
We service over 1,000 different companies, ma'am. So for me to be able to see who you have services with, I have to pull up an account.
You can't just pull up Bites Hub and search for my information there?
I have to pull up an account to see who you have services with, ma'am. I do apologize.
What is who I have services with?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joseph, and I'm a customer service agent at a third-party call.